Hello and welcome back to Imperfect Parenting. Here we go. It's our last one for the boys.
Oh, I'm like, last one ever?
You look confused. Last one ever. This is it. You didn't catch this one.
It's our
last one talking about young men. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I thought you were flowing with me. There's moments where like we're on the same page. And other ones?
Way different book.
Boys and girls. Mm-hmm. So, welcome back. We have enjoyed this little series here. No?
He's really wrapping up this conclusion. That's why that's making me laugh.
We're just getting started. I'm not done yet. Mm-hmm. I'm not closing. But you should read this meme. It's a little busy, but that kind of captures the point of it.
It looks like there was some kind of fire in your kitchen.
Whirlwind.
Because that's what these chairs look like, is it looks like literally something was destroyed in the kitchen. And it says, when you take your eyes off the boys for 3 minutes, destruction. That's basically the gist of the meme.
If any of the parents listening are just having one of those hard days or just need to laugh, just go on YouTube and look up those videos where boys, the parent turns away for a minute and they come back and there's flour all over the kitchen, or there's just like...
It's usually toddlers.
Things that happen. Yep.
Yes. And I did see this video, and it was this little boy on a leather couch, and he had like a little bit of paint on his hands and a paintbrush. And the mom is just laughing as she's trying to say to him, like, did you get to paint? And he goes, just a little bit. And she's just laughing. She's like, it's not funny. And she's just laughing and laughing. And she goes, did you paint your sister? And he goes, I made her beautiful. And you pan over to the sister, and she's on this little iPad sitting
little
on the... She's probably 15 months younger than him. And you look at her, and she's covered from head to toe in green and red and blue and yellow. I mean, it was some primary color set that he just went to town. I mean, every... skin that would be showing. I mean, her eyelids are down because she's looking at an iPad, and they're blue. And she just looks up, and you can see kind of like this blonde cotton candy hair all up in the air. And the mom is just laughing, going, it's not funny. I was like, yeah, totally.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So it's kind of like those
creativity
moments. Yeah. Anyways.
I never thought to paint the baby with paint.
Well, the Picasso over there had a good old day.
That's awesome. All right. Well, today we want to have a little conversation about building resilience mm-hmm. in our young men.
Yep. Pushing through the hard things, mm-hmm. Getting them uncomfortable. I think part of this for us is, you know, with Lincoln, he's the last one. We mentioned that before. He's a little bit more chill, reserved. You know, he gets away with a lot of things because he's the baby. He's got two older sisters that are going to do so many things for him. And so we're noticing like, oh, we've got to figure out how to develop resilience in you, because otherwise you'll just expect life to be comfortable yeah. always instead of strive for something great. We were listening to this audiobook not very long ago in the car. We didn't finish it, so we need to go back to it. But so far what we listened to, it's great.
It's good for a drive to go to somewhere.
Okay, for a couple hours. The book's called The Mountain Is You. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the author, who she is, but one of the things she talks about is the need to build resilience, because we are wired for comfort.
Yep.
And so unless we build resilience in ourselves, then we will just stay almost stagnant because we search for just feeling comfortable, which means we never push ourselves to that next level because we are not designed or built for that necessarily. And we started talking about even in the garden, and we were talking about Adam and Eve a little bit in that, and how, you know, before the fall, God created this place of every need was provided. Mm-hmm. And then there was sin that happened, and then all of a sudden, all the comfort went away. So now we're searching back for this place of comfort and having to build resilience, but it's not something that you just naturally do. It's something you have to practice and be willing to run into. And I think that that's just a beautiful thing to build in our yeah. boys.
Yeah, I actually feel like the Lord started talking to me about this a few months back, just in increasing this in my own life. Seeing the need in my kids, especially my son, I want to build this even stronger, so I have even more to give away. You know, so one way I've been doing this is actually, it's not for everybody, but it just challenges my mind and gets me so uncomfortable and just requires me to war against my mind, because this is the place where we often lose is in our thinking, in our mind, in our belief systems. And so I've been doing cold plunge. Brittany loves it. And, you know, it's cold right now. We don't actually have a cold plunge. Our friend does. When we stay there, I actually get in her cold plunge. It's 40 degrees or 39 degrees.
Well, it's 37 degrees this morning, so you're not far from
it. But it's 37 degrees outside, and I do not want to get in there, if I'm honest. I don't want to get in this cold water. But something happens to me every time I do. And I'm actually getting longer, and it's getting easier, and I'm getting some progress. Easy is probably the wrong word. But... but it's just requiring me to become resilient in my mind. And it's less about the cold water for me. It's just a tool right now. It's going to be something else later on. It's just the vehicle right now to help me challenge myself in my thinking, so I can look at my son and say, dude, what are you doing to do the same thing?
Yeah. You know, I think we've watched Lincoln have to face resilience and, you know, learning how to lose in games with his family, how to not pout, how to keep going. You know, we're walking through all that. The other place that it's really been showing up is he was just in a black belt tournament award, and it was – or a competition, and it only 6% of all the black belts were invited to it. So his other friends that are black belts, they weren't necessarily there. There's only 4 kids in his age group. And so it's – you know, it's a big honor to be there is one thing. So they get kind of an award just for being acknowledged as you're the top 6%, based off of the other tournaments that you placed at. And then, you know, the winner, there's not first, second, or third. It's just one winner, and he gets this trophy. Well, there is this young boy who's the same age as Lincoln. He might be like months older, but he's 11. He is taller than Ben. He has an epic name, though. His name is Draven, which is just the perfect name for the fact that this kid is a whole head taller than all the other boys.
Lincoln's arch nemesis.
He's
a sweet kid.
He's super sweet kid. His parents are really sweet.
Yeah.
But he's just, like, can literally not barely move and just put his leg up and wrap his foot around the back of Lincoln's head because it's just...
And he's really skilled, too. So he's really tall, but he's not, like... uncoordinated. Awkward. He's really good.
He is. He's great at this. He's super tall. He's the same age, and he is a head taller than all the boys. It's not just Lincoln. It's all the boys. Lincoln's about the same height as the other 3 boys. So, you know, the watching Lincoln go up against Draven in this tournament, and they were the first ones to go.
Yeah.
They were, so which means if Lincoln loses, he's out. He doesn't get to try again. And I see him get up there, and you can just see the defeat almost already in Lincoln. And you're just like, oh, okay. But this is the practice of resilience, because just because I'm defeated doesn't mean that I lost unless I quit.
Yep.
And so that's the thing, is because he's going to keep going up against Draven. But if he lets this defeat turn into quitting every time he shows up, then he's lost. And so that's what we're trying to show him, is like, you've got to figure out how to bring your best. And there's another kid there that I think his name's Brayden. And Brayden, same height as Lincoln. He's similar skill level. I think he's a little bit more ahead of Lincoln. I think he might be third degree or went for third degree this round. But I'm watching Brayden look at Draven. Brayden and Draven, that's fun. But he's got a different type of resilience going on. Yeah. Like Lincoln didn't have it. It's something that we're working on, and I'm confident we'll get there. But what I watched Brayden do is he just jumped in there, and he is giving he gave Draven a run for his money, because he's like spinning on the ground, dodging these kicks, because this kid can just kick you and then you're done. But I just love the difference between understanding defeat but having resilience in there, and then seeing defeat and looking at it as quitting. And it's totally a battle for Lincoln to win next time. And I think that's what we're, you know, with Draven, we're looking at how do we do this and how do we win? And again, great kid, really sweet family. They're from a different school, but we've met them throughout the times of going. And I just, it's what a great opportunity for Lincoln to learn that this place of defeat doesn't have to equal I lost. Yeah. It's over. That he can really look at it. It's like, okay, can I get back up? Can I look at this situation differently? I've faced this before, because you're gonna face trial after trial after trial. But it's really your mindset that depends on if you win or lose.
How you show up.
Yeah. Hey parents, let's be real. As every parent from the beginning of time has discovered, kids don't come with a manual. Parenting is a learning journey from the beginning to end. And like all learning journeys, it's full of lessons, challenges, questions, mistakes, and messes. One of the biggest reasons so many of us get scared, discouraged, frustrated, and overwhelmed as a parent is we think the goal of parenting is to become perfect parents who raise perfect children. Which leads us to adopt the fear-driven strategies that focus on avoiding mistakes and messes, and we use control and punishment to change behavior. I wrote a book called Imperfect Parenting, where I explain the true goal of parenting, a safe, loving, heart-to-heart connection with our kids. Pursuing the goal of connection is what sets us up to influence the hearts, minds, and behavior of our children as we guide them on their own learning journey to becoming healthy, confident, and emotionally intelligent. This book will give you the tools you need to lay down the goal of perfection and become fully engaged in your journey of building a healthy, connected family culture where your children can thrive. You can find Imperfect Parenting by going to www.lovingonpurpose.com and clicking store. That's www.lovingonpurpose.com and click store.
We even talked about the story of David and Goliath, because Lincoln loves that story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just such a great illustration, not only because this guy is much taller than him,
mm-hmm.
but just the opportunity for Lincoln to pay attention to how he's showing up.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think about, you know, with David, it was the lion and the bear first that prepared him to come with some hope and some skill and some preparedness for this next challenge.
An absolute resilience for... Yep. What are the odds here? Yeah. What am I looking at? And to not feel defeated and quit just because it's overwhelming.
Yeah. And so I think even looking for places for little victories for our boys, you know, this is gonna sound funny, but follow me for a minute. I think even a really, really simple win for Lincoln lately, you know, we cleaned his room a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it took about, I don't know. Did we call some people in? There's about 10 people. I'm kidding. It was just us. But man, it was a job.
We restocked Goodwill. We'll just say that.
We did. How did this get under there? How long has it been there for? It was exciting. He helped us, but we helped get it back to zero. And he's kept it clean. He's been folding his clothes and putting it away. We've kind of had this whole new plan. But I told him when we cleaned his room, I said, what if you started making your bed every day?
Mm.
And it's something so simple. And it's a little win every day. And there's a whole science around this, and there's books written about making your bed. But what started to happen is I watched my son come find me in the morning and say, Dad, I made my bed today. You did? Come on, dude. Just a little win. Mm-hmm. There's these little victories that we start building on that. And really, it's about little habits that start to teach me that I can do the thing I don't want to do,
mm-hmm.
that sets me up to do the harder thing that I didn't want to do, but mm-hmm. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
So looking for places for little habits, it's culminated into now. Just this week, I texted the family with Delaney, who's living in a different city, and said, who would like to join our Make Your Bed Every Day 7-Day Challenge? And Addie's like, I'm in. So she makes a bed every day already. Pretty easy for her. But it's just, you know, it might sound funny, but it feels like we're looking for little victories that set us up for the next one coming.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, also the practice of inviting them into a space to participate and show up where resilience is. You know, I think, again, Lincoln's a sore loser. He's totally a sore loser with family games, you know. Laney was a sore loser too, and we had to work through that. Lincoln's a sore loser. So we are trying to figure out how do we, you know, it's not fun to play a game with a sore loser. It's not fun to try and do this with you. So we are always, you know, if we're going to play a game, are you going to be okay if you lose? Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I feel like we're really working on him is being willing to play something that he doesn't think he can do well.
Yeah,
which I have no understanding of whatsoever. I'm not like that. So,
did anybody hear the sarcasm?
Hey, don't uncover my sins.
Oh, sorry. They all heard it.
You know, I think there's little moments where I'm like, I can see how this would keep me limited to, you know, what God has for me, what I'm capable of, that challenging myself. And so I can spot it and I can see it and I can empathize with it, the scary of it. But I also have to figure out how to push you, you know, and there's a line of how far and how fast and how much that you push. But it also, I think a lot of it is to do with your connection.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really hard to push a kid when you don't have a connection.
Yep.
You're going to get a lot of probably disrespect and heavy resistance when you don't have a very strong connection with your kid. And so if you see that there's a need for resilience in your kids, I guess I would lean into the space of, okay, well then you better build up your connection if you're going to start pushing and asking for some resilience.
Yep.
Because that you're going to get some hard pushback and you've got to have something in the tank that's going to show for, okay, it's all right. We're still in this together.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just think it ends really poorly. And then you don't actually build what you're looking for. You cause more disconnect,
yeah,
which is sad.
So, and it just brings up this, we've all heard it probably a few times at this point in our journey, because we've talked about it on different podcasts on here and then it's been around everywhere, but This little statement that hard times create strong men create good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. I think the thing for me today in reading that is just the reminder that I'm not looking for my son to be miserable. It's not my goal. I'm not looking for my son or even me as the man in the house to just live, just everything's got to be hard and mm-hmm. miserable and no fun. It really is that, no, we do hard things. Mm-hmm. We don't shy away. That we press in, because this is how we build resilience. And I could think of so many times where I have shied away, where I have opted for, I don't want to experience that failure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to experience that kind of rejection. So I'm just going to stay over here where it's safe. And nothing grows.
Nope.
And strength isn't developed. So the opportunity for resilience is on the other side of this thing you're required to do right now that you don't want to do and that is really hard. You're in a war with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do, son? And the encouragement, the backing, the strength from a parent for a son to feel like he's believed in,
mm-hmm.
is one of the most powerful things on the planet.
Yeah. And I would figure out how to challenge your son, whether, you know, because we've got a boy that loves video games and he's content with that. You know, where you love outside and you've never been into video games. So, but where's the struggle? So if you're not an outdoorsman, mm-hmm. you know, how do you still find places where there's challenge for your boys?
Yep.
If you are an outdoorsman, probably great. There's lots of things outside that are hard. So that's great. I mean, I remember a friend of ours who, he wasn't super outdoorsy. And one of the things that he did to challenge his son is he, you know, encourage him to rebuild a computer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so having to figure that out. So I remember watching him coach his son and encourage his son, because his son wanted a new computer that did all these things. And he's like, sure, if you can build it, you can have it. And so it was another yeah. challenge that he walked through. So I don't know that all of the things of building resilience have to be an outside. I yep. think there should be components of outside. I think outside is great for you, so everyone should go outside.
Get outside.
but if that's not your main form of, you know, relaxation or enjoyment, I think there should be other places. But there should be some level where you're challenging your sons and you're looking for that. And it doesn't have to be every day, like mm-hmm. you said. It's more of this, when this lazy, selfish,
yep.
avoidant of pain starts to surface,
good.
Pay attention. Those are really great indicators of, oh, we are not developing resilience. Mm-hmm. The throwing a fit when you lose a game, that's another indicator. I'm like, okay, this is, so when we see these signs, usually the two of us are looking at each other going, all right, what's happening? What are we going to do? We are looking for a challenge to insert our son into, because it's just an indicator. Oh, you need another dose of resilience practice.
Yeah. And it's because we have such high belief too. Like, son, there is something inside of you mm-hmm. that it's our job to pull it out and develop it.
Yeah.
And you won't pull it out by yourself if not put in the right environment.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people who are left to figure it out and have to invite men in later in life. But there's an opportunity right now at his age, where he's at. And this can start really young.
Mm-hmm.
For some boys at a young age, it's cleaning up toys. Like, you want me to clean up the mess I made? Yeah. No way. Yep. That's what we're doing. This is what we do.
Yeah.
So I think this is a big piece. It's not a new conversation. It's just an important conversation I think we have to keep alive mm-hmm. is we're looking for those moments. And when they show up, I have a plan for it.
Yep. And I'm not afraid to embrace it myself. I think that's the other thing as
great.
Parents is that how's your resilience level?
Yep.
Are you welcoming this? Are you needing some growth, some challenge? That book we suggested, I don't even remember the title of it now.
The Mountain is You.
That's it. Yep. I'm like, we just started it. But I got it from a suggest from a good friend. So I'm sure it's really good. It's been great so far. But I think that's another really good book. Grit is another good mm-hmm. book for parents. I think Seven Habits,
mm-hmm.
another great good one.
Building Habits, yep. I think the last thing I'd say as well, if you followed us through this whole series about raising young men and mm-hmm. boys, I think one of the books that I've really enjoyed, it's been really helpful, thinking about moving men through this initiation,
mm-hmm.
boys to men, is John Tyson has a book called Intentional Father,
mm-hmm.
The Intentional Father. It's really helpful, and he really just invites into this culture, the American Western culture. We don't normally have this idea of initiation into manhood. He just gives a guide and a blueprint on how to do that in this current context. So if that's something you're thinking about, it helps with the conversation with resilience mm-hmm. and preparing your son. It's a great book. So
another one, Extreme Ownership, mm-hmm. Jocko Willings, and he has kids books.
He does.
The Warrior Kid, I mm-hmm. think. And they great books. There's quite a few of them, and resilience is in there.
There's one a whole culture them. Around his kids books.
It's yeah. Cool. So for young boys, I think Lincoln's read a few of them. It's around bullying and different things and trying hard, trying again, not letting failure define you. So those are all really great ones. And they're probably the age range of, I don't know, fourth grade-ish
mm-hmm.
onward.
Yeah.
So something like that. Awesome. Well, this is a great end to our time together. We had fun talking about the boys. I wonder what we're going to talk about next. No idea.
Well, we'll follow the boys. Find out.
Yeah, I know. All right. We love you guys. Yes. Make sure you send us questions if you have it, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.